Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike Alley-Bow and Bad List Dylan. Honestly, that's where I'm at. I don't know that it's a bad list. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get the wake-up call coming up in 2 minutes. And Allie said it best, said it in a break. Have you seen any of the movies on Dylan's top five list? If you have, I'd love to know where they rank for you. Also, would you make a trade today? NFL trade deadline today. What would you do? Who would you bring in? Who would you send off? Walt Weiss, new manager of the Atlanta Braves. How are we feeling? And a lot of people thought outside the organization, Walt Weiss is just – he's kind of a – I hate to use this term in terms of coaches in Major League Baseball, but he's kind of a jag. Like, it's kind of a jag hire. He's just a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really feel like we know a ton about what his philosophy will be or won't be. But he's a guy that has been in that dugout, and he can kind of put us down the same path.
So. He apparently is one of the closest people in the organization, according to reports, to Acuna Jr. So that's a plus.
It's a massive plus.
So, but you know, look, I don't think it was a requirement. As I saw a Twitter argument last night.
Yeah.
Go back. Were you involved?
Forth. No, Grant was.
Nice work. Oh.
Oh, I walked into that.
Man, is Grant a Twitter viewer?
No, Grant is like Grant's very calculated though with it. Like I go in with everybody. You come at me, let's go. Let's dance. Grant picks his dance partners on Twitter very selectively.
Yeah.
And this was one that I actually respect because he was like, he goes, if you're into this sort of thing, he's one of the closest people. And he quote tweeted someone who was reporting it. And this guy's like, oh, so what? I didn't know it had to be a requirement. Da, 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 da. And Graham's like, well, no one said that, but just saying that it's a plus when you're superstar, you know, blah. And so it went back and forth. And the guy that was doing, wait, was going back and forth with Grant was, kept changing his argument, which is, for me, one of the most frustrating things. So now you're moving goalposts.
Grant would call that disingenuous.
Yes.
Yeah,
he would call it no, he has a word for it. It's intellectually dishonest, yeah, I think, is the term he uses.
There you go.
He told me I could use that too. He's like, you can use that. Go ahead. I was like, thank you, Grant.
There you go. There you go.
Grant, and that's our
Grant and his snarky responses. Yes. His dry sense of humor.
Yes. And I'm like, it sounds different when I say that.
Grant's got that dry sense of humor. It's so funny because now we're watching all the Falcons games together, and I am not a humorous person during Falcons games.
Right.
Like, I am so locked in to the point of, like, I'm about to headbutt the wall when something bad happens, and Grant will drop in with the dry sense of humor. Sometimes it lands, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there looking at him. He's like, well, that wasn't good. And I'm like, yeah, it wasn't good, Grant.
Well,
what did you think was going to happen?
Grant will have a way of telling you that you're an idiot in a way you were like, where you're like, wow, I think Grant just gave me a compliment. And then I give you a compliment. People are like, I don't like the way you tweeted that at me. And I'm like, I said, I agree with you.
Real quick, Allie, what were the headlines other than Walt Weiss becoming the manager of the Atlanta Braves?
So here's what you need to know before you clock in. The Cardinals beat the Cowboys last night in Monday Night Football, 27-17. Hawks are back in action tonight at home against the Orlando Magic. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Hassan Kim, the Braves shortstop, did opt out of his contract yesterday, so he'll be a free agent. Who's going to be playing shortstop? That is up in the air.
His trigger finger's itchy back there.
No.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
I was done. Okay. But I've been finishing on the Walt Weiss news, and I was like,
Walt Weiss. Oh, nope. Wake up call. All right. Time for the wake up call, 404-726-0929. It's like we talked about it a minute ago. What did you think of Dylan's top five list? Top five endings or finishes to TV series and movies? I'm going to first one to raise my hand. And I know that I'm in the minority here. I haven't seen almost any of these. I've seen a lot of Ozark, but not the finale. I haven't seen any of the other ones. So I'm like not even going to judge him. I'm just going to sit out.
I'm just curious. I'm scared for his psyche because it all has to do with people dying. Like, that's what he considers the best endings.
Dark.
Well, can I, it's a little bit dark.
Can I tell? I mean, you know, there are high stakes in the shows that I watch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not watching over fluff.
Well, although, to be fair, most series and movie finales are like that.
Yeah,
you know
I guess
what I mean?
So.
That's what I'm saying. And they're really high I mean, they're all fantasy, but I guess all movies are. Like, I don't have a problem. I just don't. I think his list is incomplete because, to me, he is in a you got to broaden out. I mean, you got to widen the range if that's the only thing you've seen are sci-fis along thrown in there with one Ozarks. I mean, so, I mean that's why none of it's so random and also. It's weird to me because Infinity Wars and Endgame is a collective. It's technically it's one unit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have both endings in there, and it can't be because it's an incomplete work.
They're two separate. I mean, they're two separate movies though.
They're really not though. They're only two separate movies because of how long they are. Yes, they are. That's like
Hold on.
Hold on, it's the same thing. It's just like you have a TV show in there, which is Ozark. There's only one ending to Ozark,
correct.
Just like there's only one ending to the Avengers series, which was Endgame. That's why it's gone. It's now they don't make them anymore.
They do actually. Avengers is coming back next year.
It's going to be predated though, isn't it?
No.
No, I'm saying
new Avengers.
All right, we gotta get the phone.
No.
Yes,
y'all can have this conversation later. We've got 2 minutes to get to the phone lines, and we got full phone lines.
Endgame was 5 years later, by the way.
All right,
five years later.
First of all, let's go to the phone lines. Oh, let's talk to Kareem in Decatur. Kareem, what you got for us today, man? What's going on,
bro? Has he not seen Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah. Ooh.
Armageddon.
There we go.
Like, I mean, Bruce Willis just sacrificed his own life to save Earth. Like, come on.
Daddy,
bro.
No!
You know, like, no big deal, you know, like, you know. But, yeah, I agree. He needs to broaden his movie and TV selection. Like, he sounds, you know, very Gen Z-ish.
He's very young. Look, I think that's fair.
Well, he is, so.
Yeah, he is. I mean, like, that's where
we're millennial.
What are you, 29 now?
29, I'll be 30 in March. I'm a millennial, right on the outside.
What
of the
What are we doing for your 30th? I don't know. We'll have that conversation another day too.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Wait, you notice how Dylan cuts calls short when they're criticizing him, but when they're criticizing me, just lets them keep going.
He was done.
Let's go back to the phone lines. You can cut this one short too. I'm just kidding, Jim. Jim from Lilburn is on the line. Jim, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Hey. I got the answer to your prayers. I've seen every Marvel movie.
Okay, all right.
But I'm also a Spawned, full-fledged, faithful member of the Morning Show Militia.
The addendum
I give to Dylan's list is he should have had an honorable mention and put those two series in part of it and included Iron Man, the original one that had the after credit scene that started the whole Avengers initiative. As far as changing or trading anything, as far as our local teams go, I'd like to get the Rams and trade Fountain out for Les Snead and see what we can rebuild from there.
Thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the phone
call. While we're at it, just trade Rob for Sean McVay, too, and we'll just do a 2-for-2.
Les Snead told me one time that he was the guy in the office when I was drafted that stood on the table for me, and I always will appreciate that.
Wow.
So shout out to him. And he was like, even though I'm an Auburn grad, I stood on the table for the Bama guy. And I think he did the same thing for Julio. So there you go.
That's amazing.
Les Snead has done very well.
An absolute beast. And for some reason, he might be an Auburn grad, but his hair fits in out in California. So he's doing good on that.
It's funny, ain't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Both him and McVay, Georgia guys. But here you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's go back to the phone line. Let's try to get a couple more in here really quick. James from Loganville. James is on the line. James, what's up, man? Happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick so y'all can get into more callers. I would love to see the Falcons swing a trade for Andrew Thomas, put him at right tackle for the rest of the season, and then see if we can maybe turn him into our long-term solution at left tackle when Jake decides to hang up his Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the phone call, man. I do wonder what the longevity – and, of course, like he said, you can't have – Caleb just signed an extension literally the day of or the day before he got hurt, so that's going to be a thing. Jake is under a recently new extension as well, but mm-hmm. I don't think Jake's to a point where he's like, I have to play out the contract either. Kind of is what it is, and he's been dinged up. So, Andrew Thomas has been – he's had highs and lows, but he is a pretty good player, and I'd love to see him come home.
Yeah. Problem is he's got a big money deal.
Yeah. We can all dream.
I mean,
we can all dream.
The problem is that money on the books for next year.
All right, let's try to get to one more. Can we get to one more really quick? You got 10 seconds. Rob from Locust Grove. Rob, what's going on, man? What's going on this Tuesday?
Hey, what's up, morning team? Listen, Dylan, normally you is my boy. I ride with you, but I can't do it this time, man. Listen, I can ride with you on the Marvels, but you got to widen that palate because we got Usual Suspects. If you've not seen Usual Suspects, bro, you got to go back and see that. I also agree with the Armageddon as well.
Yeah.
But that's it, man. Love the show, guys.
Thanks, man. I had Usual Suspects in my list. What was that? Like 3 months ago, we did something about the Usual Suspects.
Oh, villains, right?
Villains. That was what it, Kaiser like Sose. That? Yes. That's what it was. It was villains. Kaiser Sose was in there.
I mean, the ending of that movie is
so cool.
And you know what else is a great ending to a movie? Seven.
I thought one of his clips was Seven. I thought that one of his – I was like, man, this has got to be Seven.
Like, it's disturbing.
Yes, it is.
But, oh, boy, it's really
good.
And
I think that guy was on the list, too.
And, I mean, Sopranos, one of the greatest endings to a
Breaking
TV
Bad,
show.
Breaking Bad, The Office, Lost. There's so much.
My mom used to love Lost.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see the end of that one. But, anyways.
They're all dead.
Good job. Nice work, everybody.
That's not true.
They lost? Yeah, they were.
Coming up.
They were in purgatory.
It depends how you interpret it. Coming
That's
up.
How I interpret it.
Andy
what
Staples
told me.
With On Three Sports will join us to talk college football. Those rankings that come out tonight, that is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.